feature, The Village Tour, is funded by Cumasún na Mban with a television licence fee.
And you're very welcome to our latest stop on the Village Tour, where I'm very pleased to say, and particularly given the sunny day that's in it, I'm in Kilkee of all places, and I'm at Dermot Keane and Associates, which must mean, surely, one of our guests is Dermot Keane. And if you're thinking that's the case, you're right, because our first guest is Dermot Keane. Dermot, how are you?
Alan, how are you? I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having us on today.
Thanks for having us into your premises. So tell us a bit about you. If it's Dermot Keane and Associates, there's obviously a very professional and well-run business.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so anyway. As I said, we're a local construction company, construction consultancy based here in Kilkee. We also have an office in Limerick City. We're a multidisciplinary construction consultancy. We offer engineering, building surveying, construction management and architecture design. We do a lot of house design, a lot of residential design, commercial buildings. So various services that anyone looking to build, buy or do up houses would be looking for. That's kind of what we offer. I say we're based here in Leeds, our main office, but we also have an office in Limerick City. So we've staff kind of based between the two places, basically. Yeah.
There you go, there's your free advertising. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a native of Kilkee?
Yeah, born and bred. I've lived here all my life. Born here in the town. Recently just moved just outside the town. But yeah, born and bred. Wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I think it's one of the best places in the world you could live. A lot of people might have different ideas, but I think we're very lucky. We're very lucky to live in a town like Kilkee on the west coast of Ireland. You see on a day like today when you see the people that want to be here when the weather picks up and you see the way it is in the summer, you can see how much of a beautiful place Kilkee is when the sun shines. Some might say not so beautiful when it's constant rain for the winter, but yeah, well, look, we're very lucky. I find myself very lucky and I wouldn't like to live anywhere else.
I can't blame you, especially on a day like today. Let's get our next guest to introduce himself.
Okay, my name is Shay Hines. I'm actually an Innes native, but my good wife is from here, so we've moved here many, many years ago, and I love it here. I'm retired now, retired engineer, but I'm involved with the local community in many different areas, but in particular today I'd like to talk about the Kilkee, the Civic Trust, and our activities in town.
I'd say it didn't take too much persuading for you to move out here, did it?
No, absolutely not.
Innes is lovely, of course, as well. Sure, that's where Clare FM is, but...
Yes, actually, my mother came from Doonbeg area, so I've been involved with Kilkee throughout my entire life. All my relatives, or most of my relatives, are from this area. So I love this area here, and I have two dogs to keep me exercised, and lots of room around Kilkee to do that, between the beach and the cliffs. I would recommend it to anybody.
Tell us a little bit, so, Shay, about the Kilkee Civic Trust and how you got involved with it and what kind of work it does.
Okay, the Civic Trust is basically, we try to promote the local area, and we host various events throughout the year, both particularly a couple of musical events, and we also have a series of talks during the summer months, during July and August. We try to get people either locally or with some local interest to give these talks, and they have been very, very successful. We pack out the library pretty much every night, every Wednesday night during the summer. We are also involved with trying to develop the town in some areas. For example, we have highlighted with the memorials for the participants in World War One, those who were killed from this area. We also have a memorial to the ocean rowers who lost their lives, solo rowers who lost their lives crossing the Atlantic, or attempting to cross the Atlantic. And we try to get involved in local activities such as that. Bands, we have, we host the Bohort Bui Band from Limerick, the Innes Brass Band. We've also tried to get the Opera Festival from Limerick to perform here. And there, we've had the Irish Chamber, the Chamber Orchestra here as well. So we try to provide some entertainment as well as developing the area.
Sounds like you've a pretty wide remit. Anything reasonably exciting that's happening in Kilkee can be put down to you guys.
Well, certainly some of it. For example, we started last year a new part of we set up a festival to remember Charlotte Bronte, who had her honeymoon here in Kilkee, and we had a very successful festival at the end of or at the beginning of September last year. It was a huge success, and we're going to build on that and continue this year with something associated, perhaps, with the Bronte sisters or some other historical figures who are associated with Kilkee, and there are many, the likes of Tennyson and many, many others. So we intend to continue this tradition of honouring or remembering those famous people who have been involved with Kilkee in some fashion.
Okay, very good. And our third guest?
My name is Paul Williams. I have a hardware shop here in Kilkee. It's a member of the Expert Hardware Group, of whom there are four in Clare. We will be in business next year. We will be 75 years in business here in Kilkee. I'm born in Ennis, technically, but I've lived most of my life in Kilkee. Some of my life I've lived abroad. But I'm a Kilkee man.
It's your favourite place of all the places you've lived?
Yeah, that would be fair to say, yeah. It's probably fair. I hesitate a little bit. You know, there's... I'm glad I live here.
Where else have you lived? Did you live in like the Copacabana Beach in Rio or something that you hesitated there for a minute?
No, I actually lived in Poland for 8 years. My wife is from there, so I have to sort of hesitate slightly and mention a couple of places in Poland. No, but
tell us a little bit more about the business, Paul. You're in a number of places.
Well, no, the Expert Hardware Group is a network of independent
hardware. The umbrella group.
We're just an umbrella group we use for marketing, but our business is Williams Hardware Kilkee. And as I said, we're a hardware shop. I presume everybody knows what a hardware shop is. We sell as many things as we can possibly get our hands on. We try and provide, we're open all year round, so we try and provide both for the visitors who come to Kilkee, the holiday homes, the caravans, and of course, most importantly of all, the people who live in Kilkee, try and provide as many goods as we possibly can.
Okay, Dermot, maybe we'll move on next to how you've all, you know, whether you're from here originally or not, in the guy's case, you've all been here a long time. How have you seen Kilkee change over the years? But I mean, look, it's always been a kind of a touristy place, be people coming from, you know, elsewhere, other counties, Limerick or around the country or abroad. How has that changed, and how has like the local community changed much in your time?
I suppose it's changed in some ways. It's changed for the better. In some ways, it's kind of it's declined. If you look at, first of all, if you look at the population and demographics, you can see that there's a big change in demographics from, say, when I was 10 or 12, and there would have been a lot of younger people, say 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, that were living here, working here, and probably involved in construction. There was a lot of construction going on around the town, whether they're involved in like the likes of Kimfab and Kilrush or Money Point. That's kind of changed over the years. There's not as many people living here now, so once they get to college age, 18, 19, they're off to college for a few years, and generally people move away. And that's probably one of the saddest things to see, that you've seen people moving away, and it's very rare that you see them moving back. I think Paul was away for a while, but very lucky they've got him back and be involved in the town and Chamber of Commerce and things like that. But a lot of people now, when they do move away, it's highly unlikely that they'll come back. So there's very few, I'm probably lucky there's a few of my age group and friends that are around, but if you were to go a couple of years younger than that again, probably most of them are living in Limerick, Dublin, Galway, and even, I suppose, sadder again, like people had to go to Australia and New York and London and places like that for work. So that's probably on the negative side of things. But on the positive side of things, you're seeing a lot of work going on around Kilkee. As Shay has mentioned, the Civic Trust and what they do, and that's probably a largely unknown group that do a lot of good work for the town, so we'd all kind of see the benefits of what they do without knowing that they do it. And that's a great sign of a group. But there's been a lot of progressive construction work and a lot of buildings being done up and a lot of infrastructure that's improved over the years. But I suppose one of the things is Kilkee is probably slowly but surely turning into more of a seaside resort. We were always a seaside resort, of course, but you're looking at it now where it's a dark town in the winter time. It's quiet, it's lovely, but it's a really quiet town. Whereas it goes from probably a population of Kilkee and Hinterlands as a population of maybe 1,200 people all year round. And at any given day in the summertime in August or August Bank Holiday weekend, that could be up to over 15,000 people.
That's some jump, isn't
some
it?
Jump, yeah.
And can I ask you, Dermot, like when it gets quiet in the winter months, do you say that almost as in it's too quiet, or given that the population can jump to 15,000 during the busy period in the summer, do you welcome that kind of tranquility?
Probably a balance somewhere in the middle would be nice. I mean, I mentioned there at start, we get the best of both worlds. So we get a nice quiet town in the wintertime, but there's not a lot to do here at that stage. Like, I suppose we get to walk around, but unfortunately we walk around in rain a lot of the time. And bad weather. But like in the summertime, it's great. But I guess somewhere in the middle would be nice. If we had a town that was a population of 3,000 or 4,000 all year round, it'd be great. But look, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But if we could find a nice balance, you know, if we can get more people back here working full time, even people that move here to work remotely, that would be fantastic. I mean, as I said earlier, it's probably, in my opinion, one of the best places in Ireland to live and work. I think a lot of people have opened their eyes to that too. But I suppose it's just looking for the opportunities here for both work and accommodation. That's probably one of the the things that are holding that back at the moment.
Shay, what's your perspective on it in your time here? Is what Dermot's saying echo a lot with your thoughts on that issue?
A lot of it would be very similar. I would make a couple of points, though. First of all, I think during the pandemic, I noticed certainly that quite a number of people moved here because there is excellent broadband available here, so people can and do have the opportunity of working from home. The other thing I would suggest is that I am very hopeful that in the future that the population will gradually increase, particularly with the planned developments in Moneypoint. There are huge plans for Moneypoint, as I'm sure you're aware. I am absolutely delighted to see the plans and to see the work that they plan to do. And I believe that that will increase employment in the area. Some of that will obviously come to Kilkee. I would hope it will come to Kilkee. One of the biggest problems right now is the fact that there is very little employment available for the young people around the town. So I'm very hopeful for the future. But obviously it won't happen in the morning. It's more longer term.
Dermot, the point that Shay's making about the development of Moneypoint, and if there's a housing in around the area, would you be hopeful that'll bring back people in around your age or a little bit younger?
I suppose it's a double-edged sword, because we do need accommodation to provide work, but then again we need the work to bring the people back here. I suppose to go on a key topic at the moment, one of the things here is the short-term rental accommodation versus the long-term rental accommodation. There's a lot of younger people here that want to live here, simply they can't, the accommodation is not there. I mean, I've had friends, people that were involved with me in the local GA club, had to pack up and move to Limerick with a young family, take them out of the school. I've other friends that have had to move out of the town. I've other friends that are buying houses in Ennis and Limerick as opposed to here, because they're just simply not there.
And is that in most of all those cases reluctantly?
Reluctantly, absolutely, against their will. I mean, people that want to live here, young families from the area that contribute to the society, contribute to the local economy, they add kids to the schools, they add employment to the local shops and businesses, they add young kids to our GA club and the other GA clubs and the other clubs that are in the town. I suppose they have no choice but to move, because simply put, probably, I'm not sure of the exact number, probably 70% of the housing here are holiday homes. Now, look, nothing against that. The people that own these holiday homes, a lot of them make a very positive contribution to the town. But it's just not sustainable in the long term for Kilkee to have only 30% occupancy and 70% of the houses lying idle for 10 months of the year. It's something that needs to be looked at. How that'll be looked at, I don't know. And I know there's some bills being pushed through the government. But
short-term letting register.
Yeah. But look, how far away is that, and how enforceable is it? That's the next point. So, it's good to see some positive moves in that regard, but I think we're still a while away from having any positive solutions to that.
There's quite a lot to chew over in all of that. Paul, what's your take on it?
Well, I know probably everybody listening is at the word housing, of course, is something that gets passed around. But Dermot is absolutely right. The number one problem is a lot of people would like to live here. Not just people born in Kilkee, but people have tried to move from other parts of the country. But they get priced out of the market by people who are buying second homes here in Kilkee. And the homes are going for huge prices. Now, as Jim said, there are people who come here all year round, who have been coming here for generations. They make Kilkee, Kilkee, there's no question there. But there are people, and I know this from owning a hardware shop, people come in and they buy bits and pieces to clean it up and do all the repairs, and they tell me, we haven't been down in the last 5 years. So that house has sat there 5 years empty. And that's a real problem. And it's not just a Kilkee problem. It's a problem in many resorts, not just in Ireland. We're actually twinned with a town called Plouinec in Brittany. And the last time they were here, they never had this problem. They're now having people coming from Paris buying up houses because it's a seaside resort as well. And they're coming here. Now, the people mean well who buy out the second home, but you're pricing local people out because obviously the people who come from the Parises and the Dublins and the cities are obviously wealthier than those people who live here. So I think I would actually prioritise housing over jobs, because I think a lot of people commute to work and they can commute to Ennis, commute to Limerick. Not ideal, but they would be more than happy to actually live here and commute for the benefits. Because as we all say, it's a great place to live. It's also a great place to have a second home for the summer. So, you know, it's the two things are cancelling each other out.
In terms of that, the holiday homes and, you know, the transient population, generally speaking, you're all kind of a pain to say that many of them contribute in a positive way to the locality. Generally speaking, the people who come here to holiday throughout the summer and beyond, are they well behaved? Are there ever any issues in Kilkee? And if so, is it just very, very minor isolated incidents?
There's always issues in every seaside town, and anywhere where the population grows from, let's say, 1,000 to 15,000 people overnight, there's going to be issues. Nothing that you could attribute to any specific demographic or any specific area. I mean, quite often the issues are with the local people as well. It's like, I mean, we couldn't go blaming anyone, but it's just, it's natural. If you go into any town, small town where there's a population of 15,000 people, there are going to be issues. And that's just, that's going to be the case all over the world. But I suppose we are lucky here in a way. We are lucky that the holidaymakers and the holiday people have holiday homes here. As Paul said, they've been coming here for generations, probably long before my time and long before Paul and Shay's time. And a lot of them, quite a lot of them, do make a very significant contribution to the town. And in fact, they'd be, you know, we'd see them as almost de facto Kilkee people in a way. And we all have probably have some really good friends that come here. They might only come here for, you know, 2 or 3 months in the year, but they make a very positive contribution to the town during that time. But I suppose the bigger issue is as Paul kind of alluded to, maybe people that have houses here and they lay sitting idle here for years on end. Some people will rent the house out to long term for 6 or 7 months of the year or 9 months of the year, and then they'll take it back. They'll put people on the road and say, we want to rent it out short term in the summertime. That's an issue. Like, no, each to their own. But I mean, that's displacing local people that are looking for short, long-term accommodation, and that would contribute to the town in a long-term area. And as Paul rightly said, that's not just a Kilkee issue or a Clare issue. It happens all over the world. I mean, we all go to holiday, and holidays we go to Spain, we go to Portugal, we go to places like that, we go to seaside places. We don't realise we're probably doing the same thing to local people there. But I don't know. Look, it's what can our governments do? And maybe what can we do as local people? What can each person do individually to say, right, how can I make this better, and how can I make a 5% improvement in my attitudes that'll improve the situation?
Shay, in terms of, I mentioned the short-term letting register earlier on, obviously that's taken its time to, thanks to the EU, to come to fruition. Would you be hopeful that will, I'm not saying it's a, you know, the cure for all ills, but would you be hopeful that will address a lot of the issues around this particular topic?
I would certainly hope so. I'm a bit wary about how it will actually be enforced and how it will work in practice. It's a very difficult question, and I think that accommodation across the board, not just here but throughout the country, is a major problem. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if anyone knows what the solution is, but it's something that that we have to try harder to improve on.
Just to finish you, Paul, do you have the solution? If you do, please tell us all.
No. There are lots of solutions. I mean, nothing is more talked about in Ireland more than housing, probably. And everybody has their own ideas. I think it's incumbent on everybody in Kilkee and places, seaside resorts everywhere, is basically keep optimistic and, you know, keep focused and keep the pressure on shall we say, the powers that be to do something about it, because we can't get despondent and we can't say there's nothing we can do about it. Every organisation, and there are many organisations in Kilkee, quite a number of them, and I think, you know, if everybody puts the shoulder to the wheel and everybody raises the issue and everybody puts the pressure on, I think, you know, we always have to be hopeful and optimistic, and we always have to hope that there will be solutions will arrive, because human beings, if you can put someone on the moon, you can sort out the housing crisis. I mean, there is a solution out there somewhere. We just need to keep the pressure on, and we need to keep pushing ideas.
Okay, good to end on an optimistic note, although I do want to say, well, unfortunately it wasn't Ireland that put a man on the moon and we're the ones with the housing problem. But anyway, that's as good a point as any.
He was called
Collins. Very true. We'll finish the first part of our latest village tour from Kilkee, and we'll be back very shortly.
Morning Focus with Alan Morrissey, giving you all sides of the story first. Clare FM.
And you're very welcome back to our latest stop on the village tour, where I'm at Dermot Keane and Associates here in Kilkee, where I'm joined by the aforementioned Dermot Keane, Shay Hines and Paul Williams. And maybe let's talk at the start of this second half, Dermot, about amenities. And you would imagine, given Kilkee is a kind of a holiday touristy resort, there's plenty on offer, obviously, for people to come here. But what about locals? You know, like, does it have the required sufficient number of, like, shops and cafes and restaurants and things that locals need, as well as those who are here for a short period of time?
Yeah, I suppose, I think amenities are probably, there's different types of amenities. So regard to shops, cafes, restaurants, bars, we've no shortage of them. Some of them are seasonal. Some of them are open all year round. We're lucky in that regard, I suppose, that we, as a seaside town, that we're well served in that regard. I suppose the amenities that I'd be more kind of keen to think about and look at is what's there for the younger people, with regard to recreational facilities, sporting facilities. What have we got here that makes it attractive for young people to stay here, live here, work here, just basically be want to be in Kilkee? We're lucky. We have one of the most fantastic natural amenities in Clare, probably with our beach here, the Horseshoe Shape Bay. It's amazing. Such a large, expansive beach where you can kind of see from one side to the other. Everyone can see each other. Very, very lucky with that. And we've got some nice. We've got a lovely cliff walk, as everyone knows about. Lovely walk up by George's Head. Like, if you go back by the cliff and back by Dunnock Bight, we've got probably views and sights and walks that are as good, if not better, than the Cliffs of Moher, albeit a lot less marketed. And that's probably something that we need to work on a little bit more about, getting the word out there about that, because anyone that comes here, be they American or South American or European or wherever they're from, African, like, and you might end up talking to them or hear about them, they're fascinated by it. They love it. They just can't believe they didn't hear about it beforehand. They've almost found it by accident. So we probably need to market it a little bit better. I don't know if we should maybe rely on anyone else to do it or if we should need to get out there and do it ourselves. But yeah, that's probably something that we're very lucky with the amenities we have here with regard to, I suppose, the natural amenities. What we probably need to improve on is the, as I said, the recreational amenities and stuff for our younger kids, because I suppose I'm the chairperson of St. Sennans GA Club. I've played with the club. I've still played with the club. I've been playing all my life. I've been involved as an officer with the club since I can remember, as chairman, then before that I was secretary, I was PRO. So look, I know what's going on at my, I suppose, ear to the ground, what's going on in the town. There's probably a shortage. I mean, if you, we have the football clubs I mentioned. There's a ladies football club, there's a camogie club, there's a subaqua club. Other than that, there's not a lot for the kids to do. I mean, there's a couple.
No soccer or rugby or teams or anything?
Kilrush will be the closest. So our younger kids have to go down to play with Money Point in Kilrush, and the adults go down to play with Kilrush Rangers. There's a rugby club in Kilrush as well. I'm not sure if they're fielding any adult teams at the moment, but they have certainly some underage teams and girls teams. And I suppose we're lucky to have a very nice links golf course here in Kilkee as well. But yeah, we're younger kids, I think what we could probably hugely benefit from here, and probably not just Kilkee, but West Clare in general, would be an indoor facility, somewhere that could serve the wider peninsula here and the wider West Clare area. Because as I've mentioned probably a few times already, we don't get the best weather in the world all year round. Even this time of year when the weather's quite nice, we've had a bad few weeks, a bad few months even. And we're seeing a lot of even our football matches cancelled because pitches aren't playable around the county. So an indoor facility, and I'm not even talking about something of the standard of the dome up in Galway, but I'm just something that, you know, kids could train in, kids could enjoy parties on they could come from all over West Clare. And it doesn't have to be in Kilkee per se, but something that would facilitate the wider West Clare public, I think, would be huge.
Okay, what do you make of that, Shay? On that point about having a facility like that, but then also where you think the kind of state amenities are in Kilkee?
Well, I agree with everything that Dermot has said there. I think it would be a great advantage to have such a facility anywhere on the Loop Head. I mean, Loop Head as such, including Kilkee, is a huge amenity on its own. Loop Head is one of the most fabulous drives that you can get, to drive from Kilkee out to Loop Head and back in again. It is an absolutely fantastic drive, and a lot of people don't know about it. It competes very clearly. It can and will compete with the likes of the Cliffs of Moher. It is fabulous scenery. I have to mention here that there are plans from Uisce Éireann at the moment, which are talking about putting a treatment plant on the cliff walk, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. There have been over 80 objections to this. I hope and pray that the Clare County Council and the planning authorities will take note of all these objections that have gone into this facility. This would be a disaster for the area, in my opinion. But I do agree with Dermot. The whole Loop Head needs to be, and it is actually being reasonably well advertised and pushed by Clare County Council as well. I think Clare County Council have done an awful lot for this area, and I think it is much appreciated, and hopefully they will continue to do so and continue to advertise the entire Loop Head Peninsula.
Paul, your take on this? Do you agree with both the gents in terms of what needs work? But are you, as a person who lives here all year round, satisfied with, you know, if you need to go for a bite to eat or get your shopping or whatever it might be that you need to go to the butchers, they're all here?
Yeah, they pretty much are all here. But Dermot pointed out, a lot of them are seasonal. There's a lot of time. There are times during the year, particularly January and February, where you don't get the choice you do in July and August. Now, back to the old idea that, as the old saying goes, it'd be great if you could roof it, but we're stuck with what we have. So an indoor facility is an area, and also we do have, on a positive note, the water world here is being upgraded. So the plans are to keep that open all year round, at least to the weekends, if not more. So it's things like that. It's something for people to do outside the season and something that will attract people. Because to be fair to all the cafes and pubs and that to close, you know, during the winter time, they would stay open if the people were coming in. But you're caught in a catch-22 situation. And the population is 1,200. Dermot came up with an idea of 3,000 or 4,000. That'd be great. They'd stay open all year round. But until we get that, it'd be great if people were coming in. Even if it was just for the weekends, there was something here. And therefore, the people would therefore open and you'd get a, what you call it, a virtuous circle of people staying open. But at the moment, that is a problem. At certain times of the year, the facilities aren't as good as other times of the year.
Yeah, and like that facility that Dermot's talking about, you know, would fit the bill, wouldn't it? There were, you know, on those weekends that aren't at a time of the year like this, like somewhere that kids could play sports, but also like host birthday parties or, you know, an activity centre would you think pull people in from surrounding areas or even further afield in Clare?
Well, yeah, it's a great idea. There's
it's
no question.
An idea.
Well, it's an idea, but like all ideas exist. They start off as ideas. It takes someone to run with them, and it takes groups to build up, and it takes pressure, and it takes fundraising, and there's a lot that goes into it. But some people, I mean, who would ever thought there would be an airport ever built in Knock? But it got built. It got built because of the drive of local people, and there are many, many examples throughout Ireland of things that you'd never imagined that would happen, but happened. And that starts off with an idea, and that starts off with people pushing the idea, and that starts off with the community buy-in of groups and people. So, as I said, we should always try, and if there's any chance of an idea, just push it. But that is a good idea by Dermot.
Just on that, Alan, and just to pick up on two things that Paul said, so first, you mentioned, which I somehow forgot, the water world, a fantastic amenity we have here in the town. It had to close last year because the running costs, the operation costs were becoming too high. They're very lucky now. They have an amazing manager that runs the place, Tracy Lynch. She's fantastic. She's got great foresight. She's very dedicated and she puts a lot of hard work into it. But last year, unfortunately, because of the running costs and the operation cost of the plant and the equipment that goes along with heating a pool and keeping a building of that, like a facility of that size running, it wasn't feasible for them to open. So it's currently undergoing, over the next couple of months, some very significant renovations. Now, I'd put a kind of an asterisk beside renovations, because a lot of it, there's almost 2 million been spent in there. A lot of it won't be seen. A lot of it is new air to water units. It's bringing it up to the 21st century. It's new heating systems. It's new roof, new insulation, new glazing. There'll be very little aesthetically pleasing things that people will go in and see. Now, we will be making some changes, and I'm involved on the project management team on that, we'll be making some changes that will decorate it up a bit. A lot of it won't be seen. But what we're going to rely on massively here is the buy-in, as Paul mentioned, also of the public. So when this facility opens again, hopefully around the June bank holiday weekend, we'll be hoping that the public, the local public, and I suppose the transient groups as well that will be moving in and out of the town, we'll be hoping that they'll support it hugely, because without a facility like that, Clee has very little. But with a facility like that, we've got quite a lot. We're very lucky to have it. So it's important that once it's open, that I suppose the public and the wider West Clare area even get behind it. And we're very lucky with the work that Tracy's doing there and the board of management led by Killian Murphy, local county councillor, who we're very lucky to have. And he's got great drive and he's done a lot of work for Killian in his 5 years. But with Tracy and Killian there and the board of management, we're very lucky that they're planning, the works they're doing now is planning to keep the building open for 9-10 months of the year and maybe longer. And hopefully that'll bring in elements like school lessons, swimming lessons for schools and things like that. So look, that's something that's happening in the town in the background, and we're hoping that people will get behind that as well.
There's been a few mentions, Shay, of things that could be better promoted in Kilkee, and I know you're doing a lot there at the Kilkee Civic Trust. Do you fancy taking on some of that, or have you enough on your plate already?
I would suggest that we as the Civic Trust, that we are trying to do bits and pieces. I think one good example right now is that we are working with Clare County Council to look at the old courthouse in town here. This building is derelict at the moment. However, it is something that we may be able to convert it or use it in some better fashion. And that a study is about to begin on that shortly, and we'll see where that brings us. And projects such as that we intend to continue getting involved in. and we're certainly open to suggestions, and we will certainly try to do anything that we can to promote the area.
How many people roughly are involved with the Civic Trust, and you can use this opportunity if you want to, are you always looking for more volunteers or more bodies on board?
Always looking for more bodies. I think there's about 8 of us there at the moment. And we have one thing I forgot to mention, actually. One of our big events of the year is the Arts in Focus, as we call it, where we showcase local talent. And this is usually the first Friday of July, first or second Friday of July. And our team are working right now trying to locate local talent that we will put on stage. And we will have this concert in July with local young people. That is an example of how we try to get people involved. So,
Dermot, you mentioned your deep involvement with St. Sennans. We might as well ask you a bit more about that. It sounds like you're only short of serving the tea and coffee when there's on game day, all the roles you've been involved with there. Past the grounds, it looks absolutely fantastic. Tell us a bit about the proud history of St. Sennans GAA Club.
Yeah, I suppose we have a very proud history. We would have, I suppose it's almost historically at this stage, but we would have been a very successful club. We have 8 senior county titles in Clare football. The most recent being in 2005. We won in 2003 as well, and we reached the Munster Finals in both years. Probably unlucky to lose the Munster Finals in both years. We contested the county final again in 2009. Unlucky to lose to Kilmarie Brycken that year, who went on to contest the All-Ireland Final. We were beaten by St. Gall's of Antrim the same year, and we probably ran them closest that year out of anyone until St. Gall's. Probably since 2009, we've been on a downwards, a decline. Probably mainly because of demographics. I suppose we can use every excuse under the sun, and it's not solely because of that, because there's other clubs that have been in the same situation that are doing a lot better than we have done.
Is it connected to what you were saying earlier on about younger people
Absolutely.
Being forced to leave the area? And that
it's not the sole reason, but I think it's one of the main driving factors of that. A lot of the, like, if we go back to 2009, we would have had a senior team that year of 28 or 9 on the panel, and we would have had a junior A team of probably 24 or 5 on the panel. Now, there would have been some crossover there, but there was certainly 40 to 45 adult players playing on that. We now have one junior A team. We're down to junior A. We've probably got about 23 to 4 players in total.
It's
very tight. And like you're pulling lads and dragging lads and trying to, keep them going and keep them interested. And it's hard because it's a tough slog. Like you're fighting to get out of junior A, you're fighting to get back up to the more glamorous, I suppose, senior and even intermediate, which is a little more glamorous. Once you get down to junior A, it's very hard to get out because there's a good quality in there. It's tough, and there's a lot of teams that are around the same level trying to get out. We're making strides towards that this year. We're trying to, I suppose, from the bottom up, trying to improve the culture and things like that, and trying to put the right, from the top down as well, we're trying to put the right standards in place so the younger players coming up will do the right things, and hopefully in the next couple of years we'll reap the benefits of that.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out. I'm sure in the coming years we'll see St. Sennans back on the main stage and contesting county finals at senior level. Gents, we're kind of into the final straights here, so I'll just ask each of you for your kind of outlook for Kilkee in the future, be it the next couple of years or perhaps even longer. Paulie, we've mentioned issues, be it some amenities closing and, accommodation and so on. But generally speaking, are you fairly optimistic about Kilkee's future?
Yeah, I would be optimistic. I don't think you can live in Kilkee and afford not to be optimistic, because you open my shop some days in January and there isn't a Christian from one end of the street to the other, and a gale force 10 sends you back into the shop, and you think, what am I doing here? And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who's ever felt that. But you've got to be optimistic, and then I think every time you get the bad day, you think of the good days, and you think of the fact that I can go for a walk at the Cliff Walk. You think of the times you went down to the beach, and you think of the people here, and you think of the friendliness. And don't forget, we're the oldest seaside resort in Ireland. We've started before anybody else. I think we're one of the oldest in the world. So there's a generational thing there of welcoming people. And you always get a hello and a welcome. So I think I would always be positive in terms of the future, because I always think that there's always going to be times when you were rock bottom. But always remember that the future is always going to be brighter. And I think with the Ireland the way it is at the moment, more people coming in, there's more money in the coffers. I think we're better educated now than we ever were. So I think there's much more drive and there's much more dynamism at the moment, I think. And I think that's going to be a better future for Kilkee.
Shay, I suppose, you know, Paul is touching on, you've got to take the rough with the smooth at times, at certain points of the year, but generally speaking, are you optimistic about Kilkee's future?
Absolutely, yes, indeed. I agree with everything that Paul has said there. And I am certainly enthusiastic about the future of not just Kilkee on its own, but of the entire Loop Peninsula. The whole area, it's a fantastic area. We have some great amenities here that we've just talked about. And again, I just emphasise broadband. Broadband is fantastic, and it is available throughout the town, and that in itself is a huge amenity.
Final word to yourself, Dermot.
Yeah, look, like the guy said there, I think we're very positive here, we're very optimistic. There's an excellent community here in Kilkee, like probably a lot of people that you look around and you walk down the town, it's great in the winter to be able to see people, you know, and stop and have a chat. And look, we have harped on about the weather here, but even the weather, you see people out walking, running, people stop and talk, and so it's a lovely community here. We'll stay positive. We've seen the population of Kilkee, which we spoke about, rise from in the 2011 census, like 950, whatever it was. It's up to 1,300 now.
Heading in the right direction.
And look, the arrival of the Ukrainians 2 years ago has had a big benefit in that. And they've been very positive in the town. No issues whatsoever. They've blended in. Never an issue. And it's great to see them around here. And look, we don't want the war in Ukraine to last, but look, we're happy to see them here. We hope to stay. And we hope the numbers keep rising and that people keep coming to Kilkee and staying here.
Brilliant. Love ending on an optimistic note. Really enjoyed my visit to Kilkee. Who wouldn't? My thanks to my three great guests, Paul Williams, Shay Hines and Dermot Keen. Guys, thank you very much for having me in here, particularly to your premises here, Dermot. And that brings an end to our latest stop on the Village Tour. Tune in next week and find out where in Clare I'll turn up next.
This feature, The Village Tour, is funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee.